We now invite our handbell choir to come forward and offer our prelude. While they are playing, we ask that you quiet yourselves and prepare your hearts for worship. Please stand for the proclamation of Easter. This holy and blessed day is the first of the week, the King and Master of all days, the feast of feasts and the season of seasons. On this day we bless Christ forever and ever. O faithful, come. Celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. Now that we have seen the resurrection of the Christ, let us adore the all-holy Jesus, the only sinless one. We bow in worship before your cross, O Christ. We praise and glorify your resurrection, for you are our God, and we have no other. We magnify your name. All your faithful come. Let us adore the holy resurrection of the Christ. Behold, through your cross, joy has come into the world. Let us always bless the Lord. Let us sing his resurrection. By enduring for us the pain of the cross, he has crushed death by his death. He is risen and dies no more. Christ is risen.
He
Alleluia. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. It is a delight to see so many of you here, and I miscalculated the number of the bulletins to print. I printed 90, and I think a few are short. So if a few of you are willing to share with someone, can you lift up an extra bulletin for those that don't have one or that can't share? And who needs a bulletin? Raise your hand. Ushers, can you help us do some shuffling? Thank you for that. So I want to offer my deepest gratitude to all of you who participated in the services this week for Holy Week. Last Sunday, Palm and Passion Sunday, Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday. And I especially want to thank Kim, who has served on the Altar Guild all of these days, Gyla, who is my right hand in so many things, and Judy, thank you for all that you did to make this week possible. And thank you to the men's group who provided a feast of feasts for us this morning. Maybe we can give them a hand for their hard work. It was delicious, and you cleaned up fabulously. If you will check your mailboxes before you leave worship today, several of them are quite full, and in them is an invitation for Lindsay Black's bridal shower next Sunday afternoon. All of the ladies of the church are invited, so if you haven't gotten your invitation out of your box, grab that before you leave. This week, I'm taking off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Instead of taking off a whole week after Easter, I'm taking a few days this week and a few days next week, just spreading out the joy. But if you have an emergency or need something, please call our council president, Joe Davis. His number is listed in the bulletin. About halfway through our service today, we are welcoming three new members, and one of them will be baptized, Nicholas Jolly, who is Sarah Grace Davis's fiance. And we are delighted to baptize him and to welcome him into our congregation. So following worship today, when you go out through the narthex, out those red doors, the fellowship committee is generously and graciously hosting a reception to celebrate Nicholas's baptism and to help us welcome Jennifer and Trent into our fold. And so please greet them and enjoy. I think we've got cookies and lemonade. Is that right? Is that what we decided? There's treats out there. I don't quite remember what they are, but there are treats out there for that. I also want to lift up a couple of prayer concerns that we have. Early this morning on Easter Day, Terry Clark's mother, Marion Eberwein, died, and that is Anna Nelson's grandma. If you will remember, Neil's mom died in February, and so Anna has lost two grandmothers far too close together. And so please hold Marion's family in prayer, and especially Neil and Terry and Anna. We have a couple of prayer shawls. We have a wonderful prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove. In fact, it's one of my favorite things that we do. We have several women who help us, who make these, several who provide the yarn. And what we do on Sunday morning is we pray for them and pass them around so that everyone can lay hands and offer a prayer over them. So this one is for Mary Laughlin, Andy Beck's mother-in-law, who had surgery and is recovering and healing. And this one is for a dear friend of mine who found out this week that she's having triple bypass tomorrow. And so her name is Linda, and I'd love for you to lift her in prayer. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that you hear us every time we come to you in prayer. And thank you for our prayer shawl ministry, for all of those who make the prayer shawls, and for those who give the yarn. We ask that you would be with Mary and Linda as they both recover from surgery, that you would comfort them with your presence, and that you would bless these prayer shawls so that as they feel the weight of them upon their shoulders or upon their laps, that they would feel the weight of our love for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. We now continue worship with a children's chat. I'd love for all the children to join me here on the steps. Oh, excuse me, while the children... Brantley has reminded me while the children are coming up, I did forget the birthdays. Brantley, what would I do without you, pal? Do you want to help me read them? This week, celebrating their birthday is Rebecca Fulbright, Nancy Curry, Paula Hedrick, and Freddie Fulbright. Celebrating their anniversary, John and Susan Lohr, and Bill and Dottie Curry. And remembering their baptism, Kent Everhart, Myra Beck, and Debbie Frank. Do you want to pray the birthday prayer, Brantley? Okay. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O God, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. I'm so grateful to see all of you here. We're going to have a short children's message, and then I'm going to invite some of you to sit with me around Tina's feet while we watch some of the other children play handbells this morning. But I wanted to wish you a happy Easter and tell you that although today is a really happy day, in the church, Easter isn't just for one day. Easter is a whole season that lasts for 50 days. And so for the next few Sundays, we're going to be saying Alleluia a lot, and we're going to be saying Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And so I thought maybe we could practice that since we're going to be saying it so much. I will say Christ is risen, and every time you hear me say that over the next few weeks, you and everybody else are going to say, He is risen indeed. Can we try that? He is risen indeed. Can you do it a little bit louder? He is risen indeed. Okay, now let's practice. Pretend we're going through worship and you hear Pastor Anna say, Christ is risen. You say, He is risen indeed. That's wonderful. Well, we are celebrating today that Jesus is risen and that He is alive. So those of you that are in the children's handbell choir, you get your handbells, and the rest of us, let's sit at Miss Tina's feet. All right. I'll join you, okay? Georgia, Ava Lincoln, you want to come sit by me? Thank you. All right, you may go put your bells away, and the rest of you can all go with Miss Susan to Children's Church.
The Old Testament lesson is from the 25th chapter of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines stained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. God will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Mark, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying one to another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed, you who are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A few weeks ago, at a worship and music committee meeting, when we were picking out hymns for this Sunday, I shared with the group that one of the first traditions I had with my mother after I was adopted at the ripe old age of 23 was an early Easter morning tradition. She would set her alarm to go off very early that morning, while it was still dark, so that she could go into the hallway and plug in her little CD boombox stereo that apparently is now back in fashion and is retro and kids are buying them like crazy. We have it probably in her house somewhere. So she'd plug her little boombox in, turn up the volume as loud as it would go, and she would play a track from a CD that was an a cappella rendition of Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Now, even though I knew the night before it was going to happen the next morning, I always found myself startled to wake up that way, but just for a second, because when I heard it, it brought me comfort, and I laid there and woke up to the song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, on Easter morning. And so since we had just talked about it a few weeks ago, I was looking to see if there was a way I could get my phone to go off to that song on my alarm, and I found a way. And so that's how George and I woke up this morning. My alarm went off to that same song, still in the dark. I love it because it's a wonderful reminder that even in the dark of night, Jesus is already risen. You see, the resurrection happened without my knowing this morning. It happened without my awareness. It happened without me doing anything. In the dark, Jesus rose from the grave, just as he did all those years ago. The women, the incredibly faithful women in today's gospel lessons, both the John passage we read at the sunrise service and this Mark passage, these women made their way through the darkness in the early hours of that morning to the tomb. The last time that they had seen Jesus, they were standing at the foot of the cross. They watched him die a brutal death that day. And I imagine that in the time since, they had exhausted themselves with weeping. I'm sure, like most of us who have gone through something traumatic and grief-stricken at death, that they had barely eaten or even slept. Overwhelmed by the pain and the trauma and sorrow, they were probably just trying to get through the next minute, and the next minute, and the next minute. So when they arrived at the tomb early that morning, they must have still been deep in grief and horror and shock and disbelief at what had happened. Now, depending on Mark's story or John's story, it was either just before dawn or just after dawn that what happened on that day, these women experienced it in the dark. And it's no doubt because all of those who loved Jesus were probably struggling to make their way through the darkest time they had ever experienced. You see, these women, they had remained with Jesus until the end. And although that day, as they witnessed his murder and were helpless to do anything but watch and weep, this morning, even in their pain and sadness, they made their way to the tomb to do what they could do. They brought their ointments and perfumes so that they could honor Jesus by giving his battered body a proper cleansing, anointing, and burial. And this, beloved, is where Easter begins, in the darkness. In the shadow of death is where Easter began, but it's not where it ends. Because we know that when the women arrived at the tomb, they found that the stone had been rolled away and that Jesus' body was not there. I can't begin to understand the complex emotions they must have felt in those moments, fear and sadness and anger and confusion, all intensified by their grief and sleep deprivation. In those moments, they must have experienced a depth of darkness that made the dark of Good Friday pale in comparison. And yet, It was in the darkness that God had done God's most wondrous work. Sometime in the dead of night, God had raised Jesus from the dead. While the world was sleeping, while the world was covered in darkness, God was active. In the dark of night, rather than in broad daylight, the resurrection had taken place. And until these women arrived, no one knew. There was nothing to be done by anyone. Sometime between sundown and sunrise, while it was still dark, God was at work on our behalf, defeating death forever. God had completed all the work overnight while everyone rested. Resurrection Sunday reminds us that we need not be afraid or overcome by the darkness that we so often experience or feel, because God was and God still is at work in the dark. When we consider the darkness in our own lives, in the lives of our brothers and sisters, and in the world around us, our hope is in God, who is always at work in the dark, long before we are aware of it, long before we understand it, sometimes long before we even recognize it. In the midst of our despair, while we are still grieving, when we are sure that nothing good could come out of despair, and even when we are certain that all hope is lost, God is still always at work, bringing life out of death. On that first Easter morning, the women discovered that God had been at work in the dark. And on this Easter morning, we remember and hold fast to the truth that God still is. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated as I invite Trent, Jennifer, and Nicholas to join me at the font. We are delighted to welcome three new members to our flock this morning. This is Trent Lutz. Trent is Lindsay Black's fiance. You've probably seen him many, many times. This is Pastor Jennifer Ginn, who has recently retired and has joyfully decided to join Holly Grove Lutheran Church. And this is Nicholas Jolly, who will be baptized today. Nicholas is the fiance of Sarah Grace Davis. And I am delighted for an extra special reason, and that is one of my longtime prayers is being answered today. Dating back to the earliest days of the church, baptisms were usually only done on Easter and at the Easter Vigil. And so there's this long tradition that's deeply rooted in our Christian faith. And I have prayed for some time that throughout my ministry, I would love it if God would allow me to baptize at least one person on Easter. And to my joy and surprise, it is Nicholas this morning. And so how blessed are we that in real time on Easter Sunday morning, as we celebrate that Jesus Christ passed from death to the life, that we get to watch our brother go through that experience in baptism in real time. You aren't just watching water get sprinkled on his head this morning. You are watching God adopt him as God's son. You are watching God give him the gift of eternal life. So I pray that you not only witness this with your eyes, but also with the eyes of your heart through faith. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Nicholas, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? If so, say, I do. Jennifer and Trent, do you desire to make public affirmation of your faith today? If so, say, I do. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for our sister Jennifer and our brother Trent, whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold these servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Along with these three, I ask you, people of God, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of sin in this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jennifer and Trent, you have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to live in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support those who are baptized today and those who are making public affirmation of their baptism, and to pray for them in their life in Christ? We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow. Your waters are below us, around us, above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survived the flood. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. At this font, holy God, we pray. Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in this water. Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here and into all creation. Illumine our days, enliven our bones, dry our tears. Wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us. Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Nicholas, I invite you to lean over the font. You might want to get a little bit closer there. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a towel to dry your face if you'd like. Nicholas, you belong to Christ in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your sons and daughters new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Cole with the gift of your Holy Spirit, O God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the joy of your spirit in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Nicholas, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, and you are marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized and rejoice with those making public affirmation of baptism. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim good news to all the world. Join me in welcoming them. You all may go back to your seats.
Rejoicing that Christ is risen and love has triumphed over death and fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Holy God, we pray for the body of Christ, the church. Where the church is persecuted, protect it. Where the church is privileged, grant it humility. Where the church is fractioned, heal it. Guide us all to embody Christ's love in the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Life-giving God, we pray for the earth, your good creation. Join our prayers with branches lifted in praise and roaring waters of new life, that together we may proclaim Easter hope. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for all peoples and nations. Free oppressed communities from occupation, exploitation, and abuse. Teach leaders your way of justice and peace. Empower peacemakers and all who work to end violence and strife. God of mercy, liberating God, we pray for people everywhere who long for good news. Roll away the stones that keep people from living with dignity and wholeness. Breathe new life and hope into people struggling to make it through each day. We especially pray for Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Mike, Jim, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for this community of faith and for your spirit in our midst. Feed us at your Easter table and fill us with your wisdom and grace that we may serve and care for others. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Eternal God, we remember those who have gone before us, especially Jack Briggs, Ronnie Metcalf, and Miriam Eberwine. Renew our trust in your promises that we live with joyful courage and compassion. God of grace,
into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to stand and to greet one another with a sign of Christ's peace, with a handshake, maybe even with a hug.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, holy and blessed Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. Come and eat at God's table.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being.
With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and to serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say the mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you. the Christ risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Go in peace. Share the goodness. Awena.